A study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association finds that a widely used antidepressant medication can help African Americans stop smoking. Statistics show that African Americans try to quit smoking more often than other groups, but are less successful. The study highlights the ongoing problem of a scarcity of research involving minorities, NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Of the nearly 300 studies of smoking cessation drugs conducted over the past two decades, only two have examined their effects on African Americans. Dr. Jasjeet Ahluwalia led both studies, including the new one. He chairs the Department of Preventive Medicine and Public Health at the University of Kansas Medical Center. Researchers randomly assigned 600 low-income urban African American smokers to receive either the drug bupropion or a placebo. Bupropion is marketed as the antidepressant Wellbutrin and as the smoking cessation drug Zyban.
At the end of treatment, which was 7 weeks of treatment, 36% of smokers taking Zyban were smoke-free compared to 19% of smokers taking the placebo medication.
The smokers also received 8 motivational counseling sessions with highly trained African-American therapists. That calls into question the results, according to Dr. Neil Benowitz, professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. He wrote the editorial accompanying the new study.
When you provide counseling, when you provide access to treatment that's free, when you provide culturally specific interventions, you're doing something which is much different than what is normally available for racial minority groups in this country.
The study also involved lower-income, urban subjects, so the results can't be generalized for all African Americans. The drug would need to be tested on smokers of different ethnic groups and economic backgrounds. Only then can researchers understand how much those factors influence the ability to quit smoking. What is important about this research is that African Americans have had a greater need for it. Other studies of smoking cessation drugs involve primarily white, middle and upper middle class subjects, and research shows there are significant differences in the smoking patterns of African Americans.
For example, on average, they smoke about 15 cigarettes a day compared to white Americans who smoke about 20 cigarettes a day. They start smoking later on average than do white smokers. They're also much more likely to smoke menthol cigarettes. 75% of African Americans smoke menthol cigarettes compared to about 25% of white Americans.
Studies have shown that African Americans metabolize nicotine and other carcinogens more slowly than whites, which could help explain their higher rates of illness and death from smoking-related diseases. Ahluwalia hopes his research will lead to more resources to help low-income minority smokers stop smoking and dispel the myth that they don't want to quit. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.